looked like you came off the field for a second. Was there something going on with your leg or?
Nah, just something minor, man. Nothing major. Nothing you guys need to write about or talk about this too great a detail. You know what I mean? It's something minor. It's just camp, and we're going to get over it, and we're going to move forward.
Hamstring quads or?
Nah, it was just something, a little tweak in the hamstring. Nothing major. Nothing you guys need to worry about. I'll be fine.
Expect to be out tomorrow?
I don't know yet. They haven't given me any instructions. So until then, I'll let you guys know during that time.
Do you feel like you could go tomorrow?
I don't know. It just depends, man. As far as like me opening up and things like that, I don't know if I can do that as of now. It's a fresh injury. And it's just, I'm just hurt, man. I'm not injured. It's something that's minor. And like I said, it's nothing, you know, to go and go all crazy about.
Is it right or left hamstring?
It's right.
There was a game tomorrow?
Yeah, I would. Probably would. I would probably play through it, wrap it up and all that stuff. Probably get shot up or do whatever it takes to get, you know, get right. But fortunately for me, it's not a game. And fortunately for the Eagles, it's not a game. And you know, it's another day of practice. And, you know, we can work on it.
Kerry, how do you feel about where you are in the scheme right now?
I feel pretty good. Everything that we've learned thus far is maybe getting tweaked or something like that. It still doesn't take away from my time in the classroom. So I'm appreciative of that.
It sounded like John Lovett was happy you were in 2 days ago. Stopping by.
Yeah. I wanted to come in early, show those guys that I was dedicated to the organization, and you know, really show you know the team that I'm ready to roll and get things started. It's just unfortunate with this little minor injury, but other than that, you know, I plan to be out here within the next 2 days or whatever. And just getting back to work.
I know it's early. It's only day one, but when you look around and see what's on this field. Do you see a team that can win more than four games?
Definitely. I think we have the tools and the people in place to get it done. We got a great coach on both sides of the ball. We have a great leader in our head coach. I think Chip is leading us in the right direction. I think guys are buying into the system. And I think we have a lot of the necessary parts and pieces and components really to contend this year. And we believe it in our minds and hearts. And if you know, if my doesn't, then you know, it doesn't matter because you know it's what we believe and we believe strongly this year. We're going to come out and compete each and every week.
Jerry, did you show up? I know you said it was a minor thing, but do you remember like when it happened? Was it 11-on-11s? Were you running? What was
it? It was more like during 1-on-1s, but
were you backpedaling?
Nah, it was. We was impressed, so it wasn't really nothing major.
Jerry, did you show up early to camp? And if so, why was that important to you?
I always do it. It's something that I've always done since my rookie year. I think it shows that I take initiative. It shows that I'm ready to go. And I think coaches enjoy spending a little bit of time before camp, you know, just talking to me, getting to know me a little bit more. And, you know, it's an opportunity for me to just get to know coaches and an opportunity for me to talk and be around the guys and guys to get to know you. So I think that's huge in the success of an organization and a team.
Well, was it 2 weeks early?
Nah, it wasn't 2 weeks. It was maybe a couple days.
Training camp is training camp, but your first training camp here, is there the atmosphere different at all from other places you've been?
Nah, training camp is training camp, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a part of the game. And, you know, it's going to be hot, you know, the sun's going to be out. And, you know, you're going to have your fans and things like that. But as far as I'm concerned, it's the same. You know, football is football. You still got to come between the white lines and play the game.